Welcome to the Motherhood Simplified podcast. I'm your host, Krista Lockwood, a mother of five who has been living a clutter-free and simplified life since 2013. On the surface, I teach you how to declutter your home because you probably didn't think motherhood was going to be a series of cleaning up the same messes all the time, or that you would be spending so much time just trying to get your house cleaned up and organized. There is so much life to live in your motherhood beyond those laundry mountains, dishes stacked to the sky, and the tornadoes that you pick up all day. I'm here to help you simplify your days and home so that you can be the most powerful mother you can be and stop living the narrative that says mom life is synonymous with always behind, always exhausted, and totally stressed out. I record these episodes during my everyday life. So yeah, mom life really is a lot to live through. But it's so much easier when your home is free from unnecessary burdens and work for you in the form of clutter. You can have a pretty clean home most days, even with a bunch of kids, work, homeschooling, and everyday mom life without it consuming your entire life. You deserve a home that works for you and your family, and that's exactly what you'll learn from this podcast. Thank you so much for pushing play today. Let's begin. Welcome to the Motherhood Simplified podcast. I'm your host, Krista Lockwood, a mother of five who has been living a clutter-free and simplified life since 2013. On the surface, I teach you how to declutter your home because you probably didn't think motherhood was going to be a series of cleaning up the same messes all the time, or that you would be spending so much time just trying to get your house cleaned up and organized. There is so much life to live in your motherhood beyond those laundry mountains, dishes stacked to the sky, and the tornadoes that you pick up all day. I'm here to help you simplify your days and home so that you can be the most powerful mother you can be and stop living the narrative that says mom life is synonymous with always behind, always exhausted, and totally stressed out. I record these episodes during my everyday life. So yeah, mom life really is a lot to live through, but it's so much easier when your home is free from unnecessary burdens and work for you in the form of clutter. You can have a pretty clean home most days, even with a bunch of kids, work, homeschooling, and everyday mom life without it consuming your entire life. You deserve a home that works for you and your family, and that's exactly what you'll learn from this podcast. Thank you so much for pushing play today. Let's begin. Welcome to today's episode, everybody. Thank you so much for listening and hanging out with us. Today, we are going to be talking about this thing that happens when, and I see it happen often and a lot inside of the Facebook group and inside of the courses, is moms declutter, and then they're still not happy, right? Something just still isn't clicking for them, and they still don't feel quite satisfied or happy or like they've arrived, and they're looking around at their house, and they're like, I'm decluttered. So much stuff already. I don't know what to do next, right? I feel like I still have more to do. I'm still not satisfied. I still feel restless. I still feel stressed. I still feel overwhelmed. I still feel burdened, but I don't know what to get rid of next. And I want to give you guys some truth because I think a lot of times in the decluttering space and in the minimalism space, especially if you I don't venture off too much into like listening to other minimalist podcasts or anything, I like to keep my own voice and my own truth and my messaging. But one thing that I do notice is that a lot of times that the message behind decluttering and simplified is often super simplified. And it's that, you know, if you just get rid of your stuff, it will solve all of your problems and you're going to be fine. If you can just get rid of your stuff and let go of your attachment to things and physical being world stuff, that you're going to be happy, you're going to arrive, you're going to have a simplified life, and everything's going to be all rainbows and sunshine and butterflies. And that's just not how it works in practice, right? So yes, decluttering, especially for mothers, is powerful and freeing and liberating, and it gives you more time and energy and clarity and peace and ease in your days and simplicity. It gives you all of these things. But to assume that you can just declutter
and everything magically melts away is also, it's an oversimplification and it's just not true. And it sets a lot of moms up for failure, I think. So somebody says, good, I was about to make a post asking about this today. Perfect. So we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about the truth of it, behind it, why this happens. I think there are two reasons that this happens. So we will talk about that. And we're going to talk about ways that decluttering does make you happy and ways that decluttering does not make you happy. So the first thing that I want to share with you guys is what happened to me when I decluttered our stuff. If you don't, here's the short story. I know I say it almost like every episode, but I know a lot of you guys tune in and this is your first episode, so welcome to the show. But in 2013, my husband and I moved from the only place we had ever called home in Alaska to Florida with only one suitcase per person in about a 1 month span from deciding we were going to do it to actually living in Florida. And we literally got rid of everything. We didn't keep a storage unit. We didn't ship stuff to us. It was just our suitcases. That's what we had. That's what we brought. So I had a very dramatic and contrasting experience going from cluttered home. Also, I was the owner of a preschool where I rented a 1,000-square-foot house. That house was as full or fuller than the house that we lived in. And so I was going from like this constant state of overwhelm on a daily basis, never-ending messes, dishes for days, closets full of stuff, and all of the bins, all of the air quote organization that came undone in seconds, garages full of stuff, just in case, you know, I had enough stuff for just in case to last like three lifetimes, right, of potential scenarios that could come up. So I went from that to a suitcase of stuff. And I know this sounds dramatic, but when we got to Florida, I felt like this like naked and exposed version of myself because I had so much time. And when we are drowning in our clutter on a daily basis, especially as mothers, we are so caught up in that never-ending cycle of like always busy, always behind, a to-do list a million miles long that never gets any shorter, constantly just like totally consumed by it. To not having that at all and just having to sit with myself, right? Just having to sit with myself and my thoughts, right? My thoughts without that running to-do list in the back of my mind, without, you know, always being busy. And I was just caught up on the daily stuff that consumed my mind and I had to sit with myself. And it was so uncomfortable. I kid you not, it was about 2 weeks after moving there that my dad called me to ask me how I was doing, and I just broke down crying. I was like, I don't know. Like, I should be happy. Everything's fine. Like, my house is clean. My kids are happy. We're living by the beach, and I'm not happy. Something is wrong with me. And it was because I had gone from so bogged down to free that I had clarity. I had clarity in space, like energetically, mentally, emotionally, to actually see myself, honestly, like for the first time, especially for the first time since my motherhood and having children, to like see me, to see where I was at and where I was at in relationship to my spouse and where I was at in relationship to my children and where I was at in relationship to friends and extended family. And I just, that's what happens when you declutter, okay? You free up this space. So I know that a lot of you think that you're decluttering so that you can have a clean and organized house. And surprise, you're going to get a lot more, right? You're going to get the ability to actually see yourself clearly and heal yourself and heal your relationships and actually be the mom that you want to be. Because just like I say all of the time, I bet you didn't think that being a mom meant that you were going to clean up all the time. I bet you also didn't think that being a mom was going to be one of the most transformative experiences you've ever been on and was going to be as powerful as it is, right? I bet you didn't expect that. And you also didn't think that being a mom was having Pinterest perfect photos, right? Like, that's not what being a mom actually is. So you're going to declutter your house. It will be clean and it will be organized. And if you are into that, because I love beautiful things too, you can also have a house that's, you know, that you can throw up on Instagram and feel good about it. But that's not the point, right? You're getting so much more. You're actually getting a life where you get to be who you want to be. You get to be the mom that you want to be. Okay, and I don't talk about this super often just because like it's not like the sexy answer that people want to hear, right? Like people want to hear like, how can I organize my pantry? How can I organize my fridge? How can I set up these toy bins? And I was feeling called to go deep with you today. Okay, so if you have decluttered your house, or if you're in the process of decluttering, you're still feeling dissatisfied or unhappy in some way, or like you're not, you expected that you could just get rid of stuff in your house and then you have this magical fairy life and it hasn't happened for you yet, there's probably two reasons why. And it's probably that you are like me and you have some internal clutter to clear out now. And you have some internal clutter that's really noisy that you've got to shift out. Okay. And you can do that in a lot of different ways. You can do that via therapy. You can do that via church. You can do that via, getting, prioritizing your health and wellness routines, making friends, meeting up with people. So many ways that you can do this: journaling, meditating, actually going to bed at a normal time and waking up on time. So it's either that or the simpler answer, which this is probably the answer that you thought I was going to give you to begin with, is that you actually do need a little bit of systems and organization in what's left in your house, right? Because a lot of times we declutter all of the stuff. And we do still need systems, but we need routines on a daily basis to keep up with things like dishes and laundry and toy messes. And we do need organization. We do need to decide like what goes where and putting things where they belong and making sure that we actually follow through with that. Because if you declutter and you don't establish like structure and systems around yourself, it's still gonna feel chaotic. It will feel less chaotic and it will feel. It'll feel less chaotic and it will feel better, but it's still going to feel chaotic, right? If you don't have systems and structure. So it's those two things. It's either the internal clutter or needing to establish structure, systems, discipline, boundaries around your home now. Okay. So somebody says, yes, the internal clutter. So hard to get to bed on time. It really is. It really can be. It doesn't have to be, but it can be. And that is probably one of the things that you've got to address, right? If you've decluttered and you're still not feeling like you're there. So let's talk about the ways that clutter does not make you happy first. We're going to talk about the ways that decluttering does not make you happy. And then I want to talk to you about the ways that decluttering does make you happy. Okay. And we're talking about these in this order on purpose. Okay. So the ways that clutter does not make you happy is that it doesn't just erase your past experiences and your traumas, right? And I say traumas pretty loosely. It could be small things, it could be little, belief systems that you picked up in childhood, whatever they may be. It could be more dramatic ones, but we're all human, so we all have them in our own ways. The second way that decluttering does not make you happy is that it doesn't change your belief systems about yourself and your life. Right, you can get rid of all of the stuff in your house, but if you're not addressing things like, why do I feel like I need to keep everything just in case? Why do I feel like I need to buy my kids everything they ask for? And if I don't, I feel like a bad mom, right? Why do I feel like I spend all of my time disconnected from my kids? Because now the clutter's gone and I still feel disconnected from my kids, right? Decluttering doesn't answer those questions for you, right? And it doesn't change those belief systems and practices in your life and that you actively engage in. And decluttering does not nurture your relationships, right? A lot of us are decluttering or want to declutter so that we can be more present with our kids. And decluttering will give you the means to be able to do that, but it doesn't do it for you. Right, and it doesn't nurture your marriage. It doesn't nurture the relationship with your self. It doesn't nurture the relationship with your spirituality or with your community or with your extended family or with your coworkers. It just doesn't, right? It doesn't do those things for you. And there's good news. Here's good news, because here are the ways that decluttering does make you happy and does do these things. Yes, Brittany, oh my gosh, thank you for saying that. Decluttering does not fix your scarcity mindset, which is something we should talk about a lot more. I'm going to do an episode on that too. It doesn't fix your scarcity, your mindset, right? Your belief in not having enough, or the belief that if you get rid of stuff, you're going to need it, or the belief that you won't have enough money to meet your needs, so you keep everything, right? Decluttering doesn't fix that. But what it does fix, and the ways that it can and does make you happy, is number one, it gives you relief, right? Decluttering gives you relief. It relieves your stress. It relieves your overwhelm. It relieves your daily burden. It relieves that tension you feel. It relieves your mind, and that to-do list in your head gets shorter. And the way that you feel, you get relief in the way that you feel by default, right? So it does make you like a little bit in some way happier, because you're getting that relief from that stuff, okay? And when you get that relief, you can use that freed up time and energy to do things like revisiting your past experiences and trauma and rewiring them in your mind and in your heart, right? And it helps you change your belief systems about yourself and your life and your past and your future and your present and who you want to be. And it gives you time and energy to nurture your relationships, right? So getting relief can make you happy, right? But you're going to have to put the effort into it, right? Which is the overarching message of this episode is, yes, decluttering is the simplest, in my opinion, the simplest and most powerful way for moms to get happy, but you still have to put some effort into it, right? Now, the second way that decluttering can make you happy is that it just makes your days easier, right? Like, I openly admit and share with you often that I prefer to be kind of lazy, right? And not lazy in that I don't want to do stuff, lazy in that I don't want to do stuff that isn't important to me, right? I don't want to waste my time doing 18 loads of laundry a week. That's just not the best use of my time. So I declutter, and it makes my days easier. And when my days are easier, I'm happier. And when my days are easier, I'm more willing to play with my kids. And when my days are easier, it's easier for me to, you know, absorb basically the high intensity emotions of my toddlers or my teens and my preteens, right? It just makes your days easier, which of course makes everyone happier. The third way that decluttering can make you happy is that it gives you a sense of accomplishment and pride in your home. Okay. And this isn't important to everybody, but it is important to some of us, right? And maybe even a lot of us. But it is important to me, right? I want to have a home that I feel good about, that I enjoy and feel proud to invite people into and to give my children memories in. So that makes you happy, right? It makes you feel good. It makes you feel happy. The fourth way that decluttering will make you happy is that it gives you time and energy for your relationships, right? And as humans, I think a lot of times we, especially like in the whole like minimalism and minimalist community and information that's out there, a lot of times the message gets skewed and it's like people over stuff, right? And of course, people over stuff. I'm not arguing that. But then we take it too far and we think that we can only have people and we can't enjoy our stuff. That's not true. We can have enough time and energy for our relationships and still have the things that we want to have and the things that make our life more convenient and the things that make us have fun and that we actually enjoy having, which also helps nurture our relationships, right? Like my husband and I are building a home for our family, and that's really good for our relationship, right? And for our relationship with our kids. Okay. The fifth way, I got off on a little bit of a tangent with that one. The fifth way that decluttering can make you happy is that it eliminates a lot of the things that lead us to perpetually judge and shame ourselves, especially as mothers. So a few episodes back, I did an episode about the clutter shame spiral. And it's this thing that happens when we wake up in the morning and we're instantly bombarded by the messes from yesterday, the dishes from yesterday, the laundry pile is still sitting there, the to-do list that never ends, and we are waking up to that first thing in the morning. It sends us into this downward spiral where we end up yelling at the kids because they can't find their backpacks, yelling and being angry and irritable and snappy and upset because you're running late because they didn't empty out their lunch boxes last weekend and now they reek because they have moldy food in it, and everyone's late and you're behind and you're stressed out, right? And then we internalize that and tell ourselves things like, why can't I just get my life together? Why can't I just figure out how to have a good routine? Why can't I just be a better mom? Why can't I just be a better housekeeper? Why does everyone else have this figured out but me? Like, what is wrong with me? And we internalize that. And then it's this vicious cycle. If you want to hear more about it, go listen to that episode. But when we declutter, we eliminate a lot of those things that tailspin us into this cycle of like being unnecessarily hard on ourselves and believing the lies about ourselves that our clutter tells us. And so when we eliminate those things by default, we get a whole lot happier, right? And the sixth way that decluttering makes us happier is that just overall, it breathes life into us. As mothers, it breathes life into us by giving us more time, more energy, more peace, more clarity, more functionality, more pride, more ease. Like, all of the positive things happen when we declutter our homes. Okay. So I'm not saying that, you know, decluttering won't make you happy, because it definitely will. And it definitely supports you. But I am also telling you that you can't just expect to get rid of your extra dishes and think that your life is going to change, right? You've got to channel that freed up space and time and energy into this productive transformation. Okay. Now, after you declutter, you essentially step into this new normal, right? This new normal, one where you have space, one where you have energy, one where you have clarity, one where you have free time, one where you have healthy boundaries, and you develop a new tolerance for only things that are serving you. And you will no longer tolerate things that don't, right? Things that I no longer tolerate anymore are like dramatic friends and gossip, right? I no longer tolerate, honestly, most of the time, me being mean to myself for no reason. I no longer tolerate feeling overwhelmed on a daily basis in my everyday life. If I'm feeling that way, something needs to change. And you create this new normal for yourself. And when you create this new normal for yourself, you are then able to really see the root issues of your life, right? Because, and I don't think that I said this right, but when you clear out all of that stuff that is unnecessary to you, you can actually see the problem, right? Like, one of the things that I like to share is that I used to feel like, you know, kind of a mean mom, a disconnected mom. I felt like I didn't play with my kids enough. And if I did play with my kids, I paid for it because then I would be that much further behind. And then when we got rid of our stuff and got to Florida, and I wasn't cleaning up all of the time, and I wasn't so stressed out on a daily basis, I had to be like, okay, so clearly it wasn't the dishes or the laundry or the messes that was making me disconnected from my kids. Why am I still struggling to connect with them, right? And I was able to see the root issues and actually address those. And it's not to say that you can't fix those big root issues that you have, but it is a million times easier to address them after you declutter, because I had tried pre-decluttering, but when you are consumed by daily messes, daily to-do lists, never-ending cleaning, never-ending pointless busy work, you just don't have the bandwidth to go deep like that and to address those things. So what I hope that you get from this episode, Sarah says, yeah, that's the best part, is surrounding yourself with people you truly align with. Yeah, I have a very low tolerance for anyone who doesn't, and I'm not saying that, you know, I don't align with people who have like differing beliefs than me, but one of the biggest things that I'm not tolerant of anymore, and hopefully you can see this reflected in the Motherhood Simplified group, is like snarky people, like people who like to cut other people down, people who like to pick pointless fights with each other and judge each other. Like, I have no tolerance for it. Hopefully you can see that reflected in the group. If you're listening on the podcast and you're not part of the group, I invite you to come join us because it really is such a positive and empowering and supportive space, especially for women. But yeah, Sarah's right. These are the kinds of things that you stop tolerating when you declutter. And it's honestly like, it's painful for me to shift back into that because when my house, and I'm not saying that this is one of those things that will shift over time. But when my house was cluttered and I was so bogged down on an everyday basis, I was definitely a lot more willing to tolerate people being mean to me, toxic people in our home and our life. I was much more willing to invite them in. I'm not willing to do that anymore. So it really does affect all of these other areas of your life in a very powerful way. So, what was I going to say? I forgot. Decluttering will make you happy. Okay. Decluttering can help you be happy. Decluttering makes it a lot easier to find your happiness. Decluttering gives you the ability to protect your happiness, to establish boundaries around your happiness, to really discover your happiness for the first time, maybe. It doesn't just happen, right? It's not like you just take 8 bags of stuff to the donation center and now you're healed, right? You know how like those televangelists, they like hit you on the head and they're like, boom, you're healed. It's not how it works. I wish it was, but it's not. You've got to put some effort into it. But because you clear up all the space in the other areas of your life, in your daily life, most notably, it gets much easier to do that. Okay. Yes, decluttering is a tool. Exactly, Brittany. Okay. So that is it for today's episode. I just wanted to give you guys a little bit of a teaser. So right now it's March. It's March 30th. It's my husband's birthday. But in May, I am running a new 1-week challenge that will be held inside of the Motherhood Simplified group for everybody. It's a brand new challenge that I'm creating with a strategist who I hired. She's amazing. She's helping me get all of my ideas into this beautiful curated package for you. There will be a lot more details to come about it. But again, if you're listening on the podcast and you are inside of the Facebook group, come join us. It's going to be really good. It's going to be really powerful. It's called Release Your Clutter Like a Powerful Mother. And I'm super excited about it. So I just wanted to give you guys a heads up on that. It's going to be happening soon-ish in about a month. So actually not that soon. This is the first time I've been like a month ahead in my business. So yay. But anyway, thanks for hanging out with us on today's episode. I hope you have a great day or week or whatever is going on for you. And I will see you guys all around in the group or on Instagram or on the podcast or in my email, anywhere. Okay, bye.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you absolutely loved what you heard, I would love it if you went over and left me a review on iTunes. And if you do, listen to these instructions real quick because I have something special for you. When you go to submit your review on iTunes, take a screenshot of the 5-star review and your words before you submit it. Then hit submit and head over to your email and send me an email at Krista, KRISTA, at motherhoodsimplified.com. When you show me the review that you wrote, I will send you a free 1-hour surface decluttering workshop with real life examples of how to declutter the surfaces in your home, like the couches, the stair piles, the counter piles, your nightstands, your dressers, your dining table, your craft table, an hour long workshop in exchange for your positive review. It would mean so much to me, and your reviews are how I reach more moms like you. And if you haven't joined us over on social media, come join us in the Facebook group where I record all of these episodes live and in real time. You get a sneak behind the scenes of me and my everyday life. You'll probably get to see my kids because they run through the background as we're recording. And I would love to connect with you over there. I'm also on Instagram and I would love to connect with you there too. Other than that, thank you so much for tuning in today and I'll see you on the next episode. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you absolutely loved what you heard, I would love it if you went over and left me a review on iTunes. And if you do, listen to these instructions real quick because I have something special for you. When you go to submit your review on iTunes, take a screenshot of the 5-star review and your words before you submit it. Then hit submit and head over to your email and send me an email at Krista, K-R-I-S-T-A, at motherhoodsimplified.com. When you show me the review that you wrote, I will send you a free 1-hour surface decluttering workshop with real life examples of how to declutter the surfaces in your home, like the couches, the stair piles, the counter piles, your nightstands, your dressers, your dining table, your craft table, an hour long workshop in exchange for your positive review. It would mean so much to me, and your reviews are how I reach more moms like you. And if you haven't joined us over on social media, come join us in the Facebook group where I record all of these episodes live and in real time. You get a sneak behind the scenes of me and my everyday life. You'll probably get to see my kids because they run through the background as we're recording, and I would love to connect with you over there. I'm also on Instagram, and I would love to connect with you there too. Other than that, thank you so much for tuning in today, and I'll see you on the next episode.